Command number 76. Come to me with your burdens and find rest. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. There are two ways to read Jesus' invitation. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. We can't forget that the Jews to whom he was primarily speaking in the first century were laboring under a morass of legalistic ritual and regulation. The more faithful the man or woman, the more impossible was the Pharisaic law to keep. Religion was indeed a heavy burden. In one sense, then, Jesus is simply saying, I came to deliver you from the heavy burdens of legalism. In the living water that I bring, you will find sustenance and rest for your souls. In another sense that comes close to us all, he is saying nothing more than, I know that life is hard, life is unfair, life is burdensome. It is hard work. It is disappointing, discouraging, painful. Therefore, bring me your burdens. Let them go. Release them. Hand them over to me. Let me carry the heartaches that are weighing you down. I will take them for you. Rest, just rest, in me. Is it easier said than done? Of course. Yet is it possible, anytime, anywhere, at any moment? Again, of course. It is perhaps the most possible thing in the world, simply to center down into that inner place of silent, intimate prayer, close the eyes, relax, exhale the stress, and say, I'm sorry. I forgot. I picked up my burdens again. I hadn't even realized I was carrying them myself. Here, Jesus, take them. I will let you carry them for me now. The following is an excerpt from George MacDonald's Thomas Wingfold Curate, Chapter 46. Of all words that ever were spoken, were ever words gentler, tenderer, humbler, lovelier than these? Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Surely these words, could they but be heartily believed, are such as every human heart might gladly hear. What man is there who has not had, has not now, or will not have to class himself amongst the weary and heavy laden? Come then, sore heart, and see whether his heart cannot heal thine. He knows what sighs and tears are, and if he knew no sin in himself, the more pitiful must it have been to him to behold the sighs and tears that guilt wrung from the tortured hearts of his brethren and sisters. Brothers, sisters, we must get rid of this misery of ours. It is slaying us. It is turning the fair earth into a hell, and our hearts into its fuel. There stands the man who says he knows. Take him at his word. Go to him who says in the might of his eternal tenderness and his human pity, Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. God, bring to my remembrance this day the command to come to Jesus with my burdens and find rest. I forget so easily that you are with me and beside me every moment, Jesus, willing and eager to share my load and carry my burdens for me. Remind me of your presence. Remind me continually. Take the burdens and anxieties of my life that weigh me down. I give them to you. I know they are light for you. It is your joy to carry them for me. May I likewise know joy in giving them to you. Thus, Heavenly Father, may I be an instrument in my small corner of the world for the ultimate salvation of mankind. Amen. From the Commands by Michael Phillips. Read by Michael Kimball. More information on this and similar writings may be found at fatheroftheinklings.com. Visit Amazon to purchase the Commands and other books by Michael Phillips.